This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. President Trump is set to visit Kenosha Tuesday to meet with law enforcement and to survey damage after a week of sometimes destructive and, in one case, deadly protests against police brutality. But Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging Trump to reconsider, saying Kenosha needs calm right now. Some in Kenosha agree with Evers.
Stay his butt away. We don't need the negativity.
That's Violet Spears. She thinks Trump's presence will cause more division.
And for this man to be able to try to divide us this way, we strong. And that's what we do. We care. We love. That's Kenosha.
Kenosha has been racked with anger over the last week after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who's now paralyzed from the waist down. On Tuesday night, a 17-year-old police supporter shot and killed two protesters. Ulysses Jimenez says now Kenosha needs to heal. He doesn't think Trump will help.
What we need is positivity, and we need to come together, and I hope it doesn't create a bigger divide.
Sunday afternoon in Uptown Kenosha was all about positivity. People painted murals on boarded up buildings, and the community organized a pop-up supplies drive in front of a shuttered Family Dollar store for people in need of groceries. It was complete with a live DJ and a barbecue. Racine resident Lon Reinhaus was there with his family. He says he doesn't think Trump is coming to Kenosha for the right reasons.
In my honest opinion, I think he's just trying to come, you know, like I said, to show off, to make it seem like he did something with the troops coming and everything coming. Now, like you said, he won the state when he ran, so the troops came, everything calmed down. I think he's going to come try to focus on that and make it seem like he did something. And, you know, I think it's going to rile people up, though.
But some people are backing Trump's trip. Andrew Hitt, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, told WUWM that he thinks the president's visit will make Kenosha citizens feel safer. Trump has criticized the situation in Kenosha, claiming unrest will continue in cities led by Democrats if Joe Biden is elected president. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.